This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. My goodness, something's blooming around me right now. This is Gun Owners News Hour. This has been quite the week of revelations. Now people are taking a look back, trying to make sense of certain things that happened in Uvalde, Texas. And one of the problems with Uvalde, Texas, is there's a quick answer to how you could have prevented that, but that was never implemented, and it was available in Uvalde, Texas. We'll get to that in a minute. But here we are, and you've still got the story changes every day. So since this has happened, the public, the press, the politicians, they've all been on a wild goose chase to find out why it took more than an hour for good guys with guns to take down a school shooter in a small school in a small South Texas town that past Tuesday. And sometimes, if you're an official, and I know that people are clamoring for things, and I've learned this the hard way myself, sometimes it is better to say nothing when you don't know anything. But instead of getting out there saying, this is a developing situation, we do not know all the answers yet. Instead, Texas safety officials traded the truth for multiple false, misleading, and vague statements that significantly undermined the public's trust in law enforcement's ability to protect children, like the fourth graders who lost their lives in the attack. Now, this was a severe undercut for the trust of America to look at law enforcement and see this happen this way. It certainly wouldn't happen that way everywhere. Now, one thing about Uvalde you got to understand, if you're in a car, it's about 10 minutes wide, and it took them 20 minutes to get there in the first place. Which, once again, leads back to the easy answer to make schools a hard target. Like I said, we'll get to that in a minute. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he felt misled and livid after hearing that a poor police response significantly contributed to the delay in action against the shooter. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick also lamented that no one mentioned the fact that there was this 45-minute to an hour hold by the chief of the police of the school district while there were still shots being fired. And in the interim of this, it has come out that 30% of Texas schools are armed. They have armed teachers. Now, why is that important to have armed teachers? Because armed teachers are there when it starts. You don't have to make a phone call to them to get them there. They're already there. Plus, when you have armed teachers, you advertise that fact. Texas, 30% of Texas school districts are armed with armed teachers. Now, Uvalde, which knew that they were were sort of in a hot zone due to illegal immigration. They had gone through many lockdowns. They'd been through active. This school had been through active shooter training, all these other things. And all of these things without arming teachers, these are all passive defenses. And passive defense is limited and finite. You can lock a door, okay, door's locked. But if you got enough ammunition, I can get in that door. You can go into lockdown, but lockdown also means locked in. So once again, if I have enough ammunition, and apparently this kid had a lot of ammo, I don't know how much it was loaded in magazines, but once again, you can get in. this kid made it all the way. He breached, went in, he made it past the passive defenses, and, you know, they conflicted. Well, let's get into the misleading stuff that they put out. First of all, the Texas Department of Public Safety Director Steve McCraw originally said a school resource officer engaged the suspect before he entered the school. Then he switched his story and said the officer was not on campus at the time of shooting. Elsewhere, other officials were reported saying the school officer simply confronted the shooter instead of actively engaging him. Both of those accounts had to be walked back a couple of days later when word got out that the school resource officer completely failed to notice the shooter when he drove past the suspect who was hunkered down behind a vehicle. The shooter walked in unobstructed initially. So from the grandmother's house to the ditch to the school, into the school, he was not confronted by anybody. That was eventually admitted by the Texas DPS Regional Director Victor Escalon. Then we heard the shooter was outside the school for 12 minutes before entering. Escalon said that the shooter lingered outside of Rob for 12 minutes after crashing his car into a nearby ditch. And, well, days later, it was said that I was inside the school within 5 minutes of wrecking. Then we heard the door the shooter entered through was left propped open by a teacher, and it was propped open by a rock. How often are there rocks laying around a school building that are big enough to prop open a door? I guess a piece of gravel might do it, but, you know, when you think about a school building, you're just thinking grass, sidewalks. But anyway, we heard that the teacher propped it open with a rock, and this is how the shooter got in. It was volunteered that, and they claimed that they had video evidence to support this theory. They said, "We know from video evidence at 11:27, the exterior door suspected for where we knew the shooter entered Ramos was propped open by a teacher. However, they're having to walk that back. Recent statements from Texas State Police suggest that the teacher accused of neglecting the back door went back to close it after seeing Ramos, but it did not automatically lock properly. And the unnamed teacher's lawyer also denies that his client left the back door open. So in a complete contradiction of the DPS's original claim, some outlets are even reporting that security footage obtained from the area was backed up by the claim the teacher closed the door at the time. We heard he was wearing body armor, and he was wearing a plate carrier that had magazine. He was using this to carry his ammo, but he didn't have on armor. He was wearing a vest. We've heard that the officers quickly engaged him. And McCraw originally said the first law enforcement officers who arrived at the school did engage the shooter immediately. He said the bottom line was that law enforcement was there. They did engage immediately. They did contain the gunman in a classroom. and I'll tell you why I'm laughing about that one. He also claimed that Uvalde Police Chief Daniel Rodriguez also claimed that his officers responded within minutes. And it wasn't until 3 days later that McCraw admitted local law enforcement shied away from helping students and staff after taking fire from the suspect. McCraw claimed that officers misclassified the suspect as a barricaded shooter and that there were no kids at risk. They then reportedly stood outside the classroom and then outside the classroom for nearly an hour while waiting for a Border Patrol tactical team to show up at the scene where students were repeatedly calling 911 for help. And by the time BORTAC arrived and used a janitor key to enter the afflicted fourth grade classroom, the shooter had been on school property for more than an hour. That means that those officers that were standing outside heard those children die, by the way. They could hear the shots going off, and they could hear the kids crying. I'm sure of it. We're going to continue this. Just to get this, all of these points out of the way, because this is all poignant when it comes to the final point that I'm going to make later on today. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We're talking about some of the falsehoods that came out of the Uvalde massacre, if you will. And when we left off, I was just making the point that while these police officers were holding in the hallway, I'm almost certain they got to hear the execution of those children and those teachers. And still, they held And I don't know if they were holding by command, if they were holding because they were terrified. But which this brings us to our next claim that we were told about this shooter. One of the officials, Olivares, claimed the local law enforcement officers retreated because they could have been shot and wanted to wait for specialized backup. Okay. So to this end, let me make this point. Police officers have a duty to confront violence. I know they're human. I know the Supreme Court has said that they have no legal obligation to protect anybody. But if they're going to sit there and look at me, if all these politicians are going to sit there and look at me and say, you have to leave it to the police, like these guys were forcing it to happen. You know, the parents wanted to go in. These guys were forcing it to happen. Then you better damn well get up and go in there and confront the violence. Records show that Chief Pete Arredondo of Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District, who ordered officers to stay outside the classroom where the gunman was trained to respond in active shooter situations. He recently completed 8 hours of active shooter training in December of 2021. He also went through 8 hours of the same training in 2020 and 16 hours of terrorism response tactics active shooter in 2019. And they also bragged on Facebook about a grant that equipped every officer with body armor. So while they were saying they weren't equipped to go in there, they were actually equipped to go in there. Now, most police officers roll with soft body armor. Because they gotta sit in a car all day with an armor plate carrier on. So the soft body armor is easier for them, I guess, over the course of the day. They also have to wear everything around that they've got on their plate carrier and on their belt. So they have to be pretty portable. Nonetheless, Arapahoe High School resource officer is there on the dot and kills the shooter in Arapahoe, and apparently he understood his duty, and then he did his duty. We're also hearing that the DPS is claiming that Arredondo has not responded to investigators over his role in delaying a law enforcement response to the Robb shooting. In a statement, they said the Uvalde Police Department and Uvalde School District Police have been cooperating with investigators. The chief of the Uvalde School District Police provided an initial interview, but has not responded to a request for a follow-up interview with Texas Rangers that was made 2 days ago. On the same day, multiple law enforcement sources told ABC News the Uvalde Police Department and Uvalde Independent School District Police Force are no longer cooperating with the TP or the TDS. And Arredondo told CNN this past Wednesday, I've been on the phone with them every day. And then we got this. Local law enforcement misled. Didn't mislead the public. Didn't mislead anyone. Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin denied that local law enforcement misled the public about their actions during the school shooting. He said, local law enforcement has not made any public comments about the specifics of the investigation into the incident or misled anyone. Statements by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick that he was told not was not told the truth are not true. All statements and comments made to date about the ongoing investigation are being handled by DPS/Texas Rangers. So here's the conclusion of this little ditty. You cannot passively stop a rampage killer. Rampage killers go through five steps. 1 through 3 is them fantasizing about it, them talking about it. They may sketch about it. They may gather stuff to do it. That's 1 through 3. Okay, this is in the moment where nothing really is happening. in stage four. This is when they're on their way to do it. And that's a very dangerous time. If a police officer were to have pulled over Ramos for whatever reason, that probably would have been a gunfight right there. But we'll never know, because he went unobstructed into a school carrying an AR-15. Then you have stage five, which is implementation of the rampage event. When implementation of the rampage event occurs, their passive restraints have failed. Passive defensives have failed. The only thing you can do to try to mitigate whatever damage this killer is going to do is you have to kill him. You have to shoot him. You have to give him a different target. You have to disrupt the pattern, as they would say. Now, when police were introduced, he had something else to shoot at. And I think the sheriff's name is Grady Judd out of Polk County, Florida. He put out a statement saying that if you come into our schools, if you're a rampage killer and you come into our schools, we're going to give you something else to shoot at, and this is going to be the last thing you see. And he held up a picture of two of his officers with ARs going down a hallway in an attack formation. And he said, and we will kill you graveyard dead. But unfortunately, and listen, law enforcement, I back you. I know that you have far too many hats to wear. However, one of those hats is that if one of these rampage killings unfold in front of you, you put on your SWAT hat and you go in. First one, if it's just you, you go in. You don't have the time or the luxury of the time to make a phone call and try to call your superior and say, listen, I got a guy shooting up kids. What should I do? You go in. You go in, you seek out, you close with, and you destroy the target. And the target is a rampage killer. And when you go in and you engage, you are disrupting the pattern. And all of this, in a lot of ways, is academic, because 30% of the Texas schools are armed, and this is not going to happen in those. This kind of outrageous murder is not going to be allowed to happen in those. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A survivor of the Texas school shooting is taking the first steps in filing a lawsuit. Amy Martin is targeting Daniel Defense, which made the gun. Her court filing this week seeks a deposition to determine if the company can be sued. Former advisor to President Trump, Peter Navarro, has been indicted by a federal grand jury for refusing to cooperate with the Democratic-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol attack. Outside a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., Navarro says the committee was not legally impaneled.
The subpoenas issued by the committee are ultra vires,
unlawful, and unenforceable.
Navarro adding it's a kangaroo court and saying he's filed a civil suit against the House panel. This is USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's speech regarding gun control on Thursday night. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News when President Biden was vice president, he and the Democrats shot down Senator Cruz's proposed gun reform bill.
Part of my legislation, the Grassley-Cruz legislation, was $300 million for school safety, which could have perhaps prevented this horrific crime in Uvalde, and Joe Biden and the Democrats filibustered that legislation.
Biden saying he wants to raise the age to 21 to buy a firearm. One-third of Ukraine's population has fled in the first 100 days of the Russian invasion. That's according to the UN Refugee Agency, which tweeted a video marking this point in the conflict. It featured a child refugee saying, "There is nothing more scary in the world than war." This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. By now, it has to be maddeningly clear that there was a perfect storm of institutional failure that allowed the Uvalde shooter to carry out this aberration. School was not adequately secured, and the police were unacceptably slow. Every day, their bungled response looks worse. If the school door had been locked, if the police had been there sooner, if the resource officer had responded, if every classroom had been locked, and lastly, if every teacher, well, not every teacher, but if they had an armed teacher program in place there, which is allowed in Texas, none of this would have happened. Not to the degree it did. At so many steps leading up to the first victim's death, the bare minimum of protocol seems likely to have stopped the shooter before the killing began. He had this trail of warning signs, both online and offline, which is equally maddening. Right now, everybody's going, "Yeah, this is a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking." Plain truth is this: the shooter is to blame for these deaths. They're not the fault of anyone who followed him on social media or who had a strange discussion with him. We have no idea if anyone could have changed his outcome, where he was going. We don't know all the facts about Ramos. There will be other things that come out. We don't know what people did or did not do to intervene. What we do know is what happened when he went. The failures in place when he went. So when you got a student who's dressed all in black, he attended school rarely and recently went to live with his grandmother after fighting with his mother to the point where law enforcement intervened, showing off his weapons online without a parent or school counselor knowing and acting. A community in the old days, I don't know how we actually make this happen today in this digital world. But in the old days, a community was it functioned as a net tightly enough to catch people at risk of falling.
And we're all part of this social fabric, burdened with a duty to our community. And in many American communities, like Uvalde County, where poverty exceeds the national average while education and income levels lag it, that social fabric is frayed. And lots of people are falling through the cracks. And from single parenting to the trauma of divorce to religious involvement, the civic fabric of America has been frayed since the 1960s in ways that have desperately affected the poor and working class. Now, people think, and rightfully so, that we have failed to learn from these tragedies, and we keep allowing the pattern to repeat itself year after year with insufficient change. If you want to debate guns, that, you know, you're welcome to do it, but wherever you fall on that question, you shouldn't be distracted from also looking inward, which the Democrats failed to do, of course. A lot of us have stopped contributing. I'm guilty of that to a certain degree. A lot of us have stopped contributing to communities so tightly knit. They create fewer monsters and catch the ones that exist before tragedy unfolds. And I'm about to give you some stuff that it's an important caveat that we don't yet know definitively what any individual knew or did about his concerning encounters with the shooter. We also don't know if anything would have turned out differently. Families of the Parkland shooting victims accused the FBI of negligence for failing to act on tips and won a major settlement. But as a whole, these examples paint a shocking picture of how many people knew from different information the failing high school senior was clearly volatile and arming himself. And the question, could more have been done? And in the future, we should all learn to be attentive students and adults, asking for people to check in to struggling peers and then making sure these check-ins result in long-term oversight. And you can still have your mobile phone and look at it, check your TikToks from time to time, but it's going to take a little more concentration and focus if you want to actually intervene in stages 1 through 3. So from the New York Times, concerning how students who rightfully felt uneasy about the shooter's Instagram of his guns, it did not go without notice when an 18-year-old who frequently sparred with classmates before dropping out of high school posted a picture of two long black rifles on his Instagram story. The image was startling enough that a freshman at Uvalde High School sent it to his older cousin on Saturday morning and asked who would have let the former student obtain the weapons. It would not be snitching to have pointed that out to an adult. Ramos wasn't some untroubled young sportsman getting into sharpshooting or hunting, you know. This guy had a history. Schools can sort through reports made in bad faith and determine whether to get in touch with someone's parents. If your child, your child needs to know that they can be, that it's okay to take that step when it's so obvious. They said days before the tragedy, the shooter's behavior made them scared to go to school. Tell somebody something. Your counselor, your preacher, your parent. There's no guarantee it'll work. But that particular warning sign is a hard one to read without knowing how many students likely saw it. We know the shooter's sister flatly refused to buy him a gun last September. And without casting judgments on an individual who, one, made a good decision, and two, could have made other good decisions we don't know yet about, it's fair at least to say that ideally a sister who knew enough to reject the September request would also be sure to track whether her unstable brother had successfully gotten a hold of weapons after his 18th birthday. Maybe she feared him. But he recently fought with his mother and moved in with his grandparents. And if not for the sake of community, a sister would be ideally be concerned enough to closely monitor her brother for the sake of their loved ones in close proximity. That's more difficult when your immediate family unit is physically split up and relationships are strained. We know that in March, the shooter apparently told friends he planned to buy a gun. And when students became aware, a classmate who was clearly in trouble is also planning to buy a gun, it's worth at least letting an adult know they might want to check in. According to CNN, a former classmate said the gunman texted him photos of a firearm he had and a bag full of ammunition days before the attack. And he said, I was like, brah, why do you have this? And he was like, don't worry about it.
And he said he was someone close to the shooter. In a healthy relationship, that would ideally not happen without some action being taken to check in with adults who could then try to put together the puzzle. Then we have the classmates who saw his Instagram summarizing a Washington Post report. The Daily Beast noted former high school classmate Nadia Reyes recalled to the Post that he had posted an Instagram story showing himself screaming at his mother, who has not commented publicly, and calling her, you know, some very derogatory names as she tried to kick him out of the house. He posted videos on his Instagram where the cops were there, and he'd be screaming and talking to his mom really aggressively. And this establishes that some cross-section of the shooter's Instagram followers saw him both verbally abusing his mother to the point where law enforcement got involved, and they saw his guns. And that combination is obviously cause for alarm, which you would at least means they mentioned this to a school counselor. Then there's the internet acquaintances who do not take his threat seriously. He's a teenager. Sometimes teenagers do a lot of, you know, throw a lot of hyperbole around. Sometimes they share their deepest secrets with strangers on the other side of the world in a matter of seconds on social media. A sort of an uncharted territory for human interaction. We're going to finish this on the other side. We're coming up on the next break. There's one glaring answer to all of this, and President Biden is not interested in hardening schools. He only wants to go after your guns. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855 7-9 Young. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, it is time for me to pack the truck and head down south and get my back rearranged. This is Gun Owners News Hour, so let's do this one more time. Talking about the Uvalde shooter and his time online, the things he was revealing online. In Ramos's case, he'd been telling a 15-year-old girl in Germany for days he had a secret. According to the Times, she said that even when he was about to attack the elementary school, she was not sure if he was serious and did not ask a friend to contact the police until she saw the shooting had taken place, which is something she regrets. I had an instance where I was doing lock and load, and I was talking about trying to prevent suicide. And the problem with people who are suicidal is when they come to this moment where they decide that they're going to commit suicide, this is the first moments of peace they've had in quite some time. How intoxicating must that be to lead a tormented life and make a decision that gives you peace? And that's what you have to contend with. So then that suicidal person is going to do whatever they have to do in order to carry this out. I had someone contact me on Facebook. This was, I don't know why he was a listener at this particular point, but he had heard that part of the show, and he told me that I was right, and that he was going to be doing this himself. And he thanked me for understanding. Now, I could not track him down. I couldn't figure out where he was from. I had his username on Facebook, which was not his real name. And I tried to, I called where I thought he was and local police and everything else. And, what do you tell? What do you tell? And that's the problem with all of this online stuff. Nobody wants schools or feds to create an abusable snitch network, because it would be. Most people who make crazy threats on the internet probably don't act on them. It's a sad day, though. It's a really bad day when children on the other side of the world are the last resort for communities here at home. This young lady was in Germany, but if she happened to be in America, I'm not sure the shooter's threat would have been taken seriously either. Students need they're kids. They may have phones and they may be computer literate and they may make a fortune online in some cases, which some of them do. But at the same time, they're still children. They don't have enough experience to be able to sort this kind of thing when confronted with it. A 17-year-old California girl who met the shooter on Instagram said he would like to reply to my stories with things like, I want to kill you, or like, I hate you. But more from the LA Times late last year, she said Mr. Ramos asked her out. When she turned him down, she said Mr. Ramos began creating different accounts on Instagram to send her harassing messages like, I hate you, or I'm going to hurt you. Still, though, Ms. Baxter said that she had not been afraid of Mr. Ramos, saying she had never expected him to pursue violence. let alone a mass killing. Now, without a doubt, without a doubt, the shooter's mom and his grandparents, they knew that this guy was volatile. And they also should have known that he had weapons. AR-15s are big. They are big. One of the reasons that most people conceal carry a handgun is because you can. You cannot conceal an AR-15 and carry it around. And two of them takes up twice as much space. Now, according to his grandfather, he told ABC News that his grandson didn't go to school last year and spent a lot of time alone in his room in his grandparents' modest bungalow in Uvalde. He didn't talk very much. And yet somehow this kid went somewhere, bought guns, bought ammo, bought magazines. I mean, all of this takes up space. Now, when my children were a certain age, I stopped going into their stuff. But then again, I never had any warning signs. They're not violent, very level-headed. They both carry weapons today. They're both in their 30s. No reason for me to be concerned. But here you have a kid with this many problems who fought so much with his mother that the cops were involved. You got to watch this. Why are you letting him get on the internet without supervision? Why was he able to buy weapons and post pictures on weapons, you know, publicly stating, I have these, and nobody knew this? Why did this trigger some recourse from his immediate family? He nearly killed his grandmother. So he may have known that she would be an obstacle to his plan. Heightened supervision, which was clearly warranted, could have stopped him from getting to that morning in the first place. But this is a game of what if. We're playing a what if game. And we may learn in the weeks and months ahead that someone did flag this post to adults in the community. There's no guarantee any of those actions would have prevented the shooting. You know, Parkland, Nicholas Cruz, this guy, they visited him so often, it was like he was on their route. Like, you know, he's just part of the daily rounds. Okay, we got to stop by and see Cruz today. And still he did what he did. More importantly, the Uvalde community has been remarkably strong and supportive since this unthinkable evil visited their doorstep. Now, all of these things I just mentioned could have and or should have triggered reasonable measures that could have made a difference for the Uvalde community. In a lot of these, and one thing that this shooter has in common with all of these guys, if you look at all of these guys, none of these guys have a dad. They don't have a present father in their life. Working to create a strong family, a strong marriage, and strong community ties at church or school may be difficult in downtrodden localities with fewer resources. It's difficult in big cities where they basically skew all of that. You know, we don't need none of that. All you and I can control on this is what we do ourselves. And what we do ourselves will have a huge ripple effect in our community. It is something that continues always to give. However, bear this in mind. Right now they're in conversations and negotiations for red flag laws, assault weapon bans, safe storage of this and all this other stuff. And none of these things are going to do a thing. Red flag laws are the most worthless types of laws known to man. Known to man. Elliot Rogers could have got one. Gendron in Buffalo could have got one. Because they had them in place. Part of the law, right? They didn't get one. Police went out there and visited them. They didn't get one. We're asking too much of police for them to be out there as psychological evaluators. They got too many hats to wear now as it is. The reason I carry a gun is because I accept the fact that there is evil in the world. Carrying a gun does not mean that I will win by default. Carrying a gun means that if I pay attention to what's going on, that if I'm aware of my situation and everything, I have options. Carrying a gun in and of itself is not enough. I also have to train with the gun. I have to be familiar with the gun. I have to be able to run the gun like we're melded to each other. When evil presents itself in the fifth stage of a rampage killing development, all you can do is disrupt the pattern. He's come there for a target. You got to take his attention off the target if you don't want the target to be killed. That has always been the case. It is always going to be the case. Just like the woman in Charleston, West Virginia, who engaged a rampage killer and killed him with a 9mm handgun, which Joe Biden also wants to ban. You stay awake, stay aware. I'll be back. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.